This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A group of DIY musicians is coming together to help Akron's homeless tent community. In this week's Shuffle, I talked to organizers of the Out of the Shadows concert series.
When I first went to visit, I could see using this great space to put live music that is really personal.
Longtime Akron music fan James Yu got the idea last fall to host monthly concerts to benefit Second Chance Village, Akron's tent community for the homeless. So he got permission to build a stage at the homeless charity's headquarters on Broad Street and create a new DIY venue he's called East End.
Since it's all volunteer run, I recruit homeless residents at the center to help me hanging light, do security work. Everybody help out. I start cold calling to different musicians that I know or don't know and convince them that this is a good cause, this is for the charity. Are you willing to play for free?
You call it Out of the Shadows. Where did you come up with that title?
I feel that Akron has so much to offer, that should be hear and see. So this way, kind of like both community can be out of the shadow, because being homeless, you know, they usually see them in the rail track, somewhere just hiding somewhere. With local musicians, a lot of times they don't have the exposure that they need.
So out of the shadows come the musicians and the homeless community as well.
Yes.
Johnny Neiman, I want to bring you into the conversation here. You run High Five Records out of Canton and a musician. How did you get involved with this?
I've been playing out acoustic, punk rock, folk type stuff for about 4.5, 5 years now. And I was just kind of looking for a way to expand and promote and to contribute more to my local and regional community. We started a compilation called Dancing Shoes Required, where we put about 18 to 20 bands on it, some from Ohio, some from other places. And that way we've established a network and we can just easily and accessibly reach out to them. Hey, there's this show happening. Would you like to be part of it? And it very much creates that link and that nexus to the other members of the local music community. That's our mission statement, to bring back to the community, to contribute to the music scene and the overall scene in general.
A lot of artists are trying to make it, trying to get by, but here you are trying to give back. What does that mean to you?
To me, being a musician is simply just expressing yourself. I write protest songs. I write songs about just getting through everyday life. I write songs that try to inspire, pick up my friends. So to me, that's the important thing, to be genuine with others in hopes that they will be genuine with you as well.
James, how long are you going to keep this going? This is going to be a monthly event for how long?
As long as there's bands want to play and I have a place for them to play and people want to come to see the show, just keep going.
James Yu says they charge $5 admission, and all proceeds go to Second Chance Village. He says each show brings in about $100. The next concert is this Saturday at the East End, with a number of punk bands on the bill, including Johnny Neiman. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.